From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Russia's foreign minister announces possible ceasefire in Syria. Sergei Lavrov says a renewed ceasefire could be announced in the near future, possibly within hours. The Russian diplomat met in Moscow with United Nations envoy Stefan de Mistura.
And we have to be cautious, but we all hope that this indication that perhaps in the next few hours we'll be able to have also a relaunch of the cessation hostilities.
In Aleppo, rebel fighters Tuesday launched deadly rocket attacks on government-held neighborhoods. A hospital was hit. One U.S. Navy SEAL has been killed by enemy fire during an Islamic State attack on a Kurdish Peshmerga position in northern Iraq. A Pentagon press secretary said the service member was advising and assisting Peshmerga forces north of the city of Mosul when they came under attack. The rights group Amnesty International says more than 1,000 Iraqis are being held without charge at a makeshift counterterrorism center throughout the country. Amnesty says many of the detainees were taken when Iraqi forces captured their towns from Islamic State forces. Many of them are suspected of collaborating with the militant group. Counterterrorism officers told Amnesty they lack personnel to carry out investigations in a timely manner and don't have the resources to treat the detainees humanely. The European Commission is due to release details of its plan to overhaul the EU asylum system Wednesday. The plans are expected to touch off a renewed debate on how Europe should handle the recent influx of immigrants. An estimated 1 million refugees have arrived in the European Union this past year. This is VOA News.